Today is National Crouton Day. Now,
I know.
Solana and I happen to know this.
To.
You love salads, but you hate croutons, correct?
Right. Yeah, this thing.
Now, why is that?
Just, because they're filler. They're filler, and then it's like dry, hard, stale bread, and you can't scoop them with your fork. You got to like stab them, and then when you stab them, they break into a million pieces. It's a mess. There's no reason for them. It's just filler. It's like they didn't give you enough salad or veggies or, you know, toppings like bacon or egg. They give you that and they make you think, oh, this is a good salad. It's not.
I'm with Mike. They call it texture, Mike. It's just stale bread.
It's not. Right. First of all, it's usually a bread. Garlic. It's usually a crispy garlic bread. The place I go to, that Calaveras Cantina that I always send you pictures of, Cuño, that's a cornbread crouton. It's the most fantastic thing you've ever tasted. It's
but
not
that's
for
not a
texture.
Crouton. They just put cornbread in your salad. It's soft. It's mushy. It's warm. That's not a crouton.
No, it's a crouton, though. It's a crouton. It's a cornbread crouton. I don't understand. Yeah, it's a crouton. I think croutons by nature have to be crunchy. I think otherwise it's just bread. But I think a salad is not complete if there are no croutons. Hence National Crouton Day. You don't give a day to bake obits, you know?
You've sent me screen grabs of that calendar, and I've seen some days that you glance over. Like, they have a day for everything. They probably do have a day for that.
When I was a kid, they had faux bacon that you would put on a salad. It was called Bako Bits because there was no bacon in it. It was Bako Bits. You remember those crap?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, 50 cents for a bottle of Bako Bits. You thought you were eating bacon.
It's called texture.
No.
Well, bacon's not for texture, but croutons, I just can't. I can't enjoy a salad. I have to tell you, a Caesar salad that the crouton is drenched in some of that Caesar dressing and you got the shaved Parmesan cheese on it. Holy
it needs
hell.
Help. Ooh. Now it needs help. Now you need the Caesar dressing to dampen it. And now you have soggy bread in your salad. No.
So
get more chicken. Get more protein.
Just so protein. Good. One's not exclusive to the other. I mean, you could double protein and still have croutons.
You like when they put that little nasty ass half a fish, that little anchovy on your Caesar?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like to see it. If it's blended into the sauce, fine. Don't tell
right.
me,
I don't mind if the anchovies like, are just like kind of blended it. In, but I don't want to see it.
But I don't want like Melba toast. I don't want Melba toast in my salad. Okay, that's all it is.
I just cannot enjoy a salad. And I'll tell you another great addition to any salad, sunflower kernels.
I mean, they just end up at the bottom of the bowl.
I don't understand why you have such a difficulty getting the things on your fork.
Eating salad.
It sounds like you just gnaw on a head of lettuce like an apple.
I just use my hands. You know what it is? I really am minimalist. Yeah.
Cuño, we love you. Give us a comparison, a hockey comparison to Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, my goodness.
Has to be a black goalie.
Yeah. What's the guy, Shields? I'm trying to help him.
Oh. I don't know. Can I get out of here before I get in trouble?
I got you. The guy on ESPN. Wasn't he a goalie?
Kevin Weeks.
Yeah.
Kevin Weeks, Mike.
Yeah, I crowd. No, let me out.
All right, see you, Cuño. Let me out. Let me out is such a great final line.
What's the movie? Get out. Just get me off this property. I gotta go.